My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Congressman John Sullivan. He represents the Sooner State's 1st Congressional District, and he's also the Vice Chair of the Energy and Power Subcommittee of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. He's also one of the important sponsors and the person who introduced today the Cement Sector Regulatory Relief Act of 2011. It's part of a major effort by House Republicans to roll back what they consider job-killing regulations imposed by the Obama administration. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
Well, this is kind of one of the twins today that's being discussed along with efforts to roll back some new EPA regulations. Tell listeners how regulations got involved with the cement industry and why you believe it's so job-crippling.
Well, it is job-crippling. President Obama said in his joint session that he wanted to build roads and bridges and infrastructure, which is a good idea. But on the other hand, he has a regulatory body that he controls, that he directs, that want to shut down through onerous EPA regulations, want to shut down 20% of our cement plants in this country. The regulations that they're imposing on the cement industry would cost $3.4 billion to comply with. That's half the revenue of the total cement industry in the United States. What that would do is shut down these plants, and also we'd have to build these roads and bridges he's talking about with imported Chinese cement. What we want to do is direct the EPA to repropose these rules and make them achievable in real-world practices. Basically, what they're doing to the cement industry and utility industry and boilers is they're telling them that it's basically like if you're in the decathlon in the Olympics, you'd have to win every single event with a gold medal to win.
Congressman, get a little more specific if you can. What specifically would these cement industry and factories need to comply with? What's the new rule?
The new rule is they have to. They have a lot of hazardous pollutants that they have to are measured against that they can't achieve right now. It's not, they just can't do it. It'd be like telling you have to, if you never run a marathon, you got to run one every week. But they are doing a good job on their own in reducing emissions to a great extent. They want to work to even do it more, but they can't do it under the regulations that the EPA is imposing on them. What we're saying is let's take a timeout for 15 months. What this bill says is let's take a timeout for 15 months. Let's reexamine these rules. Let's make them to where they can they repropose them so they can achieve them, and they'd be stringent, and they will also allow other compliance deadlines to be extended.
Are the pollutants from cement factories a serious problem right now? What were the regulations before this rule went into effect?
Well, they're not. They've done a great job in policing themselves, actually, because of lawsuits, and they want to do good practices, business practices. They don't do the things that they're being accused of doing. The Democrats are on the floor talking about how it hurts some species of beetle or bird or species of bird. We don't want to hurt any species of birds or anything like that, or human beings for that matter. But we need to think of the human species from time to time about having a job. If this goes into effect, hundreds of thousands of jobs will be lost in America. And when I go across my district and across the country, people are saying, hey, you politicians, what are you going to do to create jobs up there in Washington? Well, we can't create jobs here in Washington other than government jobs, not private sector jobs. Business people do that. But what we can do is get the hell out of the way and lessen some of these burdensome regulations in an economy right now that's at unemployment 9%, 14 million people out of work. Heaping on these regulations is stifling. Businesses want some certainty right now. There's over like $1.5 trillion on the sidelines of cash right now in businesses, and they aren't going to invest it with all this uncertainty in the regulatory environment.
I want to credit the source correctly here. I believe it was EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson who said that her job when considering new regulations, the economy and the economic impact of these new rules really wasn't her concern. Her concern is protecting the environment. How do you respond to that?
Well, she did say that in our committee, and I asked her too. I said, you do any, like in the Train Act and other EPA regulations on other industries as well, we asked her, do you do any job cost-benefit analysis? Do you see how it affects jobs and global competitiveness or electric reliability or energy reliability in this country? And she said, no. And we said, well, why? And she said, basically, we don't have to. And what we're trying to do is make them have to do these things. We do need regulations. We're for regulations and that are good and protect the environment and protect people. But some of these have gone way too far, nothing more than a way to hurt these industries.
Now, the president has taken a slightly more centrist approach in how he explains the regulatory issue. Whenever the issue comes up, he generally says that he's more than willing to look at burdensome regulations on businesses, but, you know, we just need to make sure we have common sense approaches to the cleanliness of our air, water, and so forth. What have you gotten in terms of cooperation from others in the administration on this front?
Well, when you talk to the president, he does say what you just said, Greg, and that he wants to look at these and doesn't want to hurt the economy, and maybe we take a pause and look at them like we're trying to do with this. But I guess the EPA and other governing bodies don't get the memo from the president. They seem to not listen to what he's saying and do the opposite. So what we're trying to do is we're really saying, let's do what the president wants to do. Look at these again, see how they affect the economy, global competitiveness. We don't want to send jobs overseas. It's great if someone has a job, can provide for their children, send them to have health insurance for them. We think that's important. And right now, with 14 million people out of work and unemployment over 9%, these are recipes for disaster.
We're talking with Oklahoma Republican Congressman John Sullivan. Congressman, what impact would this specifically have on your district, this cement rule?
Well, we have a place, Lafarge, others in our district, cement plants, and it would probably affect about 1,000 people in my district jobs if this goes into effect. They'll have to either shut down, but what they'll really do is they're saying they'll go over to Mexico or some other country to do it. We don't want to see that happen. We want to keep those jobs here in the United States. We can do it in a way that's achievable. The regulatory regulations can be achievable for them, and achievable. What it says is it says MACT, maximum achievable control technology. Achievable should mean achievable in this, and we want them to be able to do it in a sound way, and they are. They're already doing it. They've cut their pollutants, especially what they like to talk about is mercury. They've cut that way back to minuscule levels, and it's not going to hurt anyone.
Congressman, I know that House Republicans have been pretty frustrated with the fact that a lot of what you've passed this year on the regulatory front and elsewhere to, as you see it, help stimulate job creation from private employers has not gotten very far, if anywhere, in the Senate. Do you get the sense it'll be any different with this legislation?
I think this one has a better reception in the Senate. I feel like this can get through. Others like the Train Act and others don't have as much of a chance. The president has issued a veto threat on both. But I think the president, if you wanted to, you know, if you look at it from a political perspective and also an economic perspective, it would be smart for him to say, hey, let's just kind of delay some of these new regulations that cost billions of dollars each. I mean, there's eight that he's got out right now that are multi-billions each, and many others that are hundreds of millions each, and others in the various stages of the regulatory process that are hundreds of millions each. Let's take a pause right now until the economy gets better and then address this later. I think he should do that. I think it would help him politically. I think it would help the economy. But I think this one has a better chance than the Senate. The Senate has done nothing. We send a budget over to him. That Standard & Poor's said they wouldn't have downgraded us if they'd passed. They do nothing. They don't vote on anything. And they're doing a miserable job over in the Senate.
If this rule were repealed, it would basically mean the status quo. So would this actually mean additional jobs are created because employers have a little more certainty, or would it basically mean that jobs wouldn't be lost?
I think jobs wouldn't be lost, but also we will create jobs with this bill because there is some certainty. They will be able to, some are talking about even expanding their plants, doing things, buying equipment, trucks, those types of things, which are just going to have a dynamic economic effect in our economy and have a multiplier effect, money bouncing around our economy. It's good.
Sir, it's a very interesting debate. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, Greg.
Oklahoma Congressman John Sullivan is a Republican representing his state's 1st Congressional District. He is also Vice Chairman of the Energy and Power Subcommittee of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and he is the one who introduced today's Cement Sector Regulatory Relief Act of 2011. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.